last us for the rest of the week.
Okay, that sounds beautiful.
Gotta pick out. Oh shit, we're starting.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hey guys.
It's Strokes.
And Kadisi.
Y'all remember us?
I hope you do.
I sure hope you do too. Because I'm kind of forgetting how this thing goes.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But we're here. We're back on the mic.
We're here. Back from rehab.
Rehab was so dope.
Yeah, definitely need it.
Actually, saying rehab was so dope is probably not what you're supposed to say. But here we are. We're back. It's been however long it's been.
Oh my gosh.
I don't even know. It hasn't been a year. I think our last episode was actually Christmas, so it's been a while.
Oh, okay, wow. Like around the maybe after the holidays. Maybe
around there.
Maybe it was after Super Bowl, or
it was definitely during the holiday celebration that we're used to having every single year.
Yeah.
But I don't remember.
Oh yeah.
But yeah. Wow.
It's not like we can go back and look.
We bike. So, hi.
Hey.
What's up, Kadisi?
You know, I'm just here.
Yeah.
I'm in like a full, I have like 20 pounds of makeup on.
I can't tell. Like, you said that. And
well,
I'm like,
I feel it. Cleaning through like my makeup. I was organizing it. Mm-hmm. And
you had to play in it.
I had to play in it. And so it's like stuff that I'm not like used to wearing, but you can't tell, but it feels like it.
I actually was just talking the other day about how I want to get makeup for myself because Fenty Beauty looks
oh my God.
Awesome.
It's
the
amazing.
Ads look beautiful.
Yes. The layout that she has in Sephora. Yeah, every person that's like come in contact with it.
Everybody looks good.
Yeah,
everyone looks good. Like they're wearing nothing. And
yeah, and it feels like nothing. And that matters because like for me, I don't like foundation. I like skin moisturizers or tinted moisturizers. And so it feels like you're wearing nothing and it just gives you like minimal cover up. But it's nice because when I wear foundation, I feel like my skin can't breathe. I don't know. Just me, but...
I want that. I want curly clips. I'm just like...
You've been saying curly clips. Just get it. Like, well, what is the hold up?
I think it's because I need to still give the illusion that my hair is growing. Because you know what it's like.
Okay, on the weekend, though, it's clipping. It's not like a sew-in or something that you have to put a lot of commitment to. It's literally clipping in.
I understand. Because you know what? You know how I am when I... think about purchasing any item ever. I YouTube it. I want to see the reviews. And I watch some installation videos.
Yeah.
A lot of people got 2 packs. A pack is 7 pieces. Look at me. Curly clips.
Right.
What's up?
Right.
It's a lot for the bobcat is what I would get because that's the shortest length they would have. But the reason I'm nervous about it is, one, my hair is nowhere near the length of the bobcat.
Okay.
And so I'd literally be like...
But they don't have shorter ones. And some people cut it to like frame it.
Did you know that that hair costs money? I thought it was like $45.
Okay, how much?
$160 for 7 clips for the shortest length. I said, "Now, y'all niggas, we can't just go down and get some Kekalon and twist it up."
Then maybe you're gonna do that to experiment.
Shit, I don't know. I'm mostly joking whenever I talk about weed, but then I'm thinking like, you know how these people are out here.
I think you want to try it.
I want to try it because these people are out here wearing weaves, wearing faux dreadlocks. You know, they're wearing makeup.
Even people that have dreadlocks get like the braids or crochets. People people are doing everything. Yeah.
When also that's another thing. Like I want to be able to protect my hair, but I don't look good in braids. And also my hair will unravel itself. It won't
You should try the clips. Maybe it's not that brand. Maybe it's a knockoff cheaper brand that's out there.
It's Johnny Brock's. Okay. Because at this point, I don't know.
When it goes like that, does that mean we're like hella loud, or is that just whatever?
Yes. Welcome to radio production.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't even know how we got on this topic, but I do want to shout out to Rihanna for Fenty Beauty. That is Black Excellence. I also want to shout out to Beyonce for Ivy Park for that new hat with the puff on the back. How cute is that? Like, how come that doesn't exist?
I had an issue. I was just wearing a hat the other day, and I had, like, big curly hair, and I'm like, this looks so awful.
Yeah, it will always look awful. And I also have medium curly hair.
Yeah.
And when we have to wear hats sometimes at work, and it's anti-black. Oh, I'll just say that. Wearing hats is anti-black.
Hat.
Yeah. But then here we come with another problem. I need enough to have a ponytail. I need enough hair to get it in the back. Beyonce's not looking out for me. I need a pineapple
Look,
hat.
She can't do it all, okay?
She can.
She can't
Did you
do
see
it
the
all.
Picture of Blue Ivy holding her nose.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Oh, she's adorable.
She's me.
I don't understand.
She's me. Okay, so let's go ahead and hop right into it.
Okay.
where have we been? What have we been doing? Where did we go?
All I wish it was so like, I wish I had a lot to say because
I feel like there's so much that's gone on in the world.
Yeah.
And there's so much that we could have been talking about on the podcast, but that time has passed. We shan't dwell.
Yeah.
We'll probably have to bring some of those things up though. Cause like I thought I had a lot to say when Kim Kardashian was talking about Jeffree Star or when Charlottesville was happening or whatever Trump did. You know what I mean? Like there's so many things that came up when Dave Chappelle came back, when Tiffany Haddish was on top of the world, when Girls Trip came out. You know, there were things that happened.
In review episode or something.
Maybe we should.
We could look at that.
The time that we've lost.
I'm with it.
Yeah. But what have you been doing in the time gone?
Like I said, I wish it was something more dramatic. I can't even I have nothing. I'm not even gonna lie.
There is shit.
I'm so
moved.
Did I move? I moved.
Yep. No, you weren't moved.
Oh crap! Yeah. See, that's I don't know.
And you didn't have your dog in your house at the time.
I didn't.
So now you get to spend all your time with your dog.
Basically, I lived on a street and I moved up that street,
which is great.
And
because
I moved. Yeah,
you get to have your dog.
Because I get to have my dog, which was the whole purpose in moving there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like a monster-sized pit bull and. He's like a big baby. He thinks he's a lap dog.
The sweetest dog.
He's so sweet.
Yes.
And I mean, I could go on about chronicles of the things that I deal with him.
Yeah.
But that's like the big major thing. I don't really know.
Yeah. You were also in, were we recording when you were in that article? When you got the photo taken by our friend Isaiah?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So my friend works for BuzzFeed. He's like video producer there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has a friend named, I guess I can say his name, Isaiah, since we're not talking.
Yeah,
Isaiah. And so he takes photos like for a living, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so my friend was doing a story on our experiences with police brutality or just encounters with police. And so I had a story from my days in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so he recorded me, took down my story. It actually went in what's that, Medium?
Yeah.
You ever heard of them?
Yes, Medium. It's a great place for people to write and and share.
So it's basically been almost a year since like the photo was taken, the story was written, and it just got published maybe a few weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
So
That was interesting.
It was interesting. I'm really like, I think maybe I should start writing down my life because I forget everything.
Honestly, I think it helps because I only remember certain things because I blog about certain things. And stfustrokes@tumblr.com. But I try to write and like try to catalog things because I'll forget. Like, even for us for doing the show, I've been addicted to iCalendar because I get to like look at a visual representation of what my week looks like.
Yeah.
You know, and it really helps me organize. But yeah, you've been doing things.
Okay.
We went to New York.
We did.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
okay.
We went to New York.
We did. That was my first time in New York.
Me too.
Your first time.
Yep. And New Jersey.
And New Jersey, which, you know, is what it is.
It's what. No offense to anybody who lives in New Jersey, because I'm sure that we have New Jersey listeners.
Yeah.
Maybe not still, but we will.
We will.
New Jersey, where we were in New York. Which was right next to the airport. If that means anything to you, you know what we're talking about. Because honestly, by us, right near the airport is the same thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like,
it looked worse than East St. Louis.
Yeah, it did.
Like,
and East St. Louis is real bad.
It's real bad.
Yeah.
No shade.
Everything is low to the ground.
Yeah. And trash everywhere.
It's very, I feel like I get into, and we sound really shady. I'm bougie though.
I mean,
it is what it is. Everybody should know that East St. Louis is not where it should be.
Yeah.
So don't come at us in the comments.
Right.
But New York was.
Yeah. But New York, I definitely want to go back. And so do my friends or listeners who are out there.
Yeah, that was fun.
Slink up.
In a way.
I mean, we went on a work trip, so it's totally different, but we made the most out of it.
For sure.
I stayed a little bit longer than you, so I felt like I got to see definitely a lot more.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a place I want to go back.
Yeah, it was very interesting, and it was nice that we got to go together and like, have somebody that we knew.
We finessed a trip.
No, we were selected.
Unselected. That's true. No, we got to fight for everything.
Oh, we'll get into that.
Let me like try to summarize where you've been.
Okay, I have some.
Before, this boy, he was dating this dude.
Thank you.
Okay?
Go on.
And then, I don't got nothing to say about old boy, but he went back to my bae. Yeah. Who is his bae, his yeah. old bae, new bae.
Yes.
Isn't that like a song? Old bae, new bae? Is that? Okay, no.
I don't know.
Okay, so then you tell the story. Not hot. He's way better.
yeah, so that's a big change in my life. And there are some other things too, but
yeah.
One of the reasons why this show honestly took a halt was because my living situation changed, and we used to record. The studio was in my old bedroom.
Yeah,
I had a very small apartment. I had a very small apartment, and my desk was next to my bed.
Yeah.
And that's where we recorded. And I was living with some.
Someone was living with you.
Okay. So anyway, so it made it difficult to like keep it going. Also, like having someone live with you
yeah.
that adds new complications sometimes.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, that put a strain on doing the show. But anyway, that relationship has ended, and now in a fairy tale fashion, and I'll tell the full story in a beautiful way some other time, some other place, perhaps. Right. I am back with my old flame, who is my probably true love. You know what yeah. I mean?
Like our true love.
That's yeah.
Yeah.
Khadisi wants to marry
that's my baby.
Partner.
I'm into polygamy.
You know what? A lot of people are, and that's why some relationships don't work out.
I'm clearly lying.
But anyway,
we just kick your ass out. But anyway,
but yeah, so that was a big life change and like an awesome one. And then another great life change was I got to move out of that apartment. Not that it was a shitty apartment, but yeah. it was just like a starter version.
The neighborhood, it's just like you outgrew the neighborhood.
Yeah, for sure.
So you've moved into one that's like more you.
Yes. And like
his address is.
Nope. And okay. then the neighborhood that I was living in was really white.
Fratty.
And really fratty and just like not, it was very PWI, yeah. like in a neighborhood.
Yeah, for sure.
And now where I live in Cherokee. Or on Cherokee Street, which mm-hmm. is the Latin district, and it's also a historically black area. So I'm in a black and brown area. So yeah. like at first I was nervous because there's a higher crime rate over here. There's lower income, more people, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But that comes with all the things I just mentioned.
That comes with being in the city or yes. anywhere, to be honest. And you're right around the corner from me.
Also I walk outside and I blend in.
Yeah.
And I finally feel like very, very comfortable. And
you don't
like,
have people that just know you just because mm-hmm. you're the only yes. in the neighborhood.
And I kind of get to just walk down the street. I don't have to be conscious about if I need to cross the street because yeah. so-and-so and such is coming. It's a beautiful area. I've also like been going to community events. There's some awesome ones and we'll get into that probably as the show goes on. Mm-hmm. But that another great thing about living in a black and brown community is the word community. It actually exists.
Yeah.
And so like I've only been to one, it's called Black Cinema Club. And from that one time that I went, I think I spoke twice at the whole thing. Every time I'm out, any of those people that were there, they wave at me, they shout me out, all that kind of stuff. So it's like, I feel like I know
you're part of
the
something.
Neighborhood. Yes.
Yeah.
We're living out here. So I'm very happy.
Yay.
What else has happened since then? I think those are my biggest changes that have happened since yeah. the podcast and moving, relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. Career has not really moved that much. I'm not really trying to move the needle beyond my mental health needle, which actually, you know what? That is a change that I had. So I used to go to work 5 days a week and I've been working it out. And I finally mm-hmm. feel like I perfected the mental health day and I figured out how to make my full check and get my days into the week. So I have 3 days off every week and it's beautiful.
That's what's up.
I feel good that way. I don't think it's for everyone. Working 10-hour days, but for yeah. me, it's very doable.
So. Yeah, you've made it work. So
yeah, so I'm just trying to get my mental health together.
And very important.
I turned 26 on the note of mental health. Like, did the perfect 26. I turned 26, not perfectly, but it happened.
Yeah, you're up there.
Yeah.
So I'm up there too.
Well,
because I turned 27.
It'd be like that. It'd be like that sometimes. Yeah. So shit has changed.
Shit has changed, but we're fucking back.
We're. Back.
Can you bleep out the f***? I just wanted like to sound cool.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, guys. So if you're like me, I'm super active on Twitter. And mm-hmm. so I get all my news from there,
pretty
whether
much.
It's political, entertainment, whatever it is. That's where I go. So I came across this story about the New York mayoral race. Current mayor right now is Bill de Blasio.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a Democrat, which is whatever. But in this era of, I don't know, in this era of Trump, I don't really think about Republican, Democrat, because I don't really understand it right now for some reason. But so the issue is that he is a Democrat in the era of Trump, and his wife is black. He's done a lot of things for like minority neighborhoods, like changes in education and programs that benefit immigrants, and especially with like all the stuff going on right now. So the issue is, among many, is just that he's probably not going to win again. He's probably going to lose to a Republican. I don't know. It's New York, but
there was some fucked up shit that happened. I can't remember what happened, though.
Well, OK, so he, like I said, he's done all these good things for minorities, immigrants, yada, yada, yada. But then he says, oh, I don't agree with people like Colin Kaepernick, who are sitting down during the national anthem. Mm-hmm. And you're basically like, he has issues with Black Lives Matter. Like,
is his wife a Kunti Kun Kun? I don't know.
I don't
know. You know how I would know? By Googling a picture.
Right. I don't think she's came out as anything.
Let me see. Let's see Bill de Blasio's wife.
He did call Trump a racist.
Okay,
which, good. So he's, maybe he's a moderate.
I don't know, girl. She looks woke. If that's a
yeah,
thing.
And the kids have afros and stuff, but you know, I don't know.
You know, there's something about some braids pulled off to the back with some gray hairs mixing that makes me feel like you listen to poetry. She is a speechwriter. I'm very close to this. She's an American writer and editor.
Yeah, she's okay. Successful.
Okay. What's going on with the race thing?
Well, he's called Trump a racist, mm-hmm. which people are mad about because you're speaking about your president. I've never referred to this guy as president. He's either 45 or he's Donald Trump.
And high phrases. Key, I don't even know what his voice sounds like because I don't watch anything that he does.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I literally...
Well, I don't watch... well, like on Twitter.
I don't even
but
watch
But like,
that.
I did used to watch The Apprentice. I mean, before...
Oh, yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm glad that he speaks out against it. He won't win because he's calling Trump a racist, but he lives in New York, one of the most diverse areas around ever, yeah. Probably. We also have some mayoral shit that went on down here with Tashara... And we had
Lyda
Crewson.
Yeah.
And she is supposedly cool with the coloreds.
Who?
Lyda.
Oh.
Supposedly. You know what I mean? But she's also really cool with the boys in blue.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, you're in St. Louis. That is kind of... I understand. You're the mayor.
It's weird because when the race was happening... Tashara got like national coverage,
mm-hmm.
like people, actors, Jada Pinkett. Mm-hmm. It was a few other people that came out in support of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know where that came from, but it was like, whoa.
Yeah. Well, because she was an activist and active in the community and not fucking around, like very just mm-hmm. vocal about how she really, really felt. And yeah. then we have Lyda, who's very much so a politician from. And kind of. I wouldn't even say plays it safe. Just, like, plays it to the audience.
Yeah, like Chameleon. And, whoever she's around, that's...
Yeah. And if you see the audiences that she holds, mm-hmm. which I've seen her.
Yeah, we've seen her.
Yeah, we've seen her. And I'm like, look at this audience. Of course. And the reason I Lyda got brought up, or I was thinking about Lyda even, was because right now we're waiting on the Jason Stockley verdict.
Yes.
And I don't even... She
probably
released
sure
a statement.
Fresh people who...
Sure. So in 2011, St. Louis or former St. Louis police officer Jason Stockley shot and killed Anthony Smith. And 5 years after the death, after a lot of chatter about what could have really been happening,
mm-hmm.
he finally got charged because the gun that was in the car only had Jason Stockley's DNA on it.
The cop.
Also, there was some video showing him putting it in the car. There was also eyewitness reports stating that he said something along the lines of, I'm going to kill that nigger or I'm going to kill that motherfucker is
what I've
heard
too. 5 years
later. Yeah, so I'm not sure about the quote thing. I watched the video.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
It's sick.
I mean, it's just kind of like painted. Obviously, he needs to be convicted.
Yeah. Isn't that supposed to come out like pretty soon?
I thought it was supposed to come out top of the week.
Yeah.
Apparently... They're holding off, and honestly, if they're holding off, I feel like we already know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Because it's just like another one, and it's just like literally something is on video that has happened.
Yeah.
An injustice, and oh, no, we don't agree.
Yeah.
What will it fucking take? I'm not going to jinx it. We don't know. I'm just hoping that they're not bracing for the city, because you know what?
Well, they hashtag they, like the judge and the court, they might not be bracing for it, but every lowly person that's working an office or a gas station.
I'm downtown and I'm scared.
They are bracing for it. They are afraid of these protesters. I wish that protesters was my biggest fear in the world, honestly.
Okay.
And, I mean, we had Charlottesville. If you want to call those protesters, which I don't.
But you know what? There was terrorists. No chatter, like in workspaces and things. There was no chatter
about
the Charlottesville stuff. Mm-mm. But the minute...
Yep, there might be some...
There might be.
Shit coming up.
It's like, oh, when she walks out of the room, the black and brown people, let's talk about it.
Because we're safe now.
Yeah.
Well...
I don't know, but like I also have I don't too much anymore. Used to have a lot of people on my timeline, Facebook. I'm like, oh, I don't like talking about politics or things in the world. Can't we all just get along? And like for me, I want to talk more about it on this podcast because it's real.
Yeah.
And it's not something that can be ignored in this Donald Trump era. Like I fucking hate him. I need to get a name for him because I just hate saying his name.
I know.
We have to stay up to date on what's going on.
It does make you sick, but also like, I think what's happening with people talking about it more is that they're finally chewing on something and digesting something.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, as black and brown people, this is just part of life. Like, you're always seeing fucked up shit. We're literally so traumatized by seeing fucked up shit all the time. So that, you know, I hear about Jason Sockley and I'm like, oh, he's going to get off.
Yeah.
I mean, duh, he's white.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he get off? He killed a black person.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's sick.
And we're in the city.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
I mean... They let... Anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's an countless... But it, like I said, it just needs to be talked about and, like, we can't ignore it. That's just how I feel.
I agree. And also, I think that we need politicians that also speak out and speak up about it. And I understand that they have to pay to you the people that pay them. They also need to be speaking for the people that they're supposed to be speaking for.
Exactly.
And they're not.
We need a new wave of politicians. I don't know what that looks like, but people whose pockets... aren't so deep that they literally are paying for, like, to be that person. You're paying to be the mayor. You're paying to be a senator. But you really don't give a shit about your constituents or anyone else.
I do know what the new politicians look like, because another great thing about living in this neighborhood is that we have very active, at least aldermen, even. I see them all the time, and Bruce Frakes Jr. is amazing, and he's out there, and he's speaking, and I've seen him speak a couple times, like, literally just wearing a hoodie. The nigga has, or man, has neck tattoos. He might even have a tattoo on his face. Like, he is from around here, and he is a politician, for real, in D.C., and doing the work, and doing great work, so it can happen, but, I mean...
It doesn't get coverage, which is sad, because they don't want it. If he was, like laundering money or something, he'd for sure for be everywhere. Sure.
Absolutely. Let him wear one nice suit. Where did they get that money from? You know? Yeah, Jason Stockley.
Right.
He planted it. He likes planting shit in
I'm curious,
spots.
Like, where he is. Has, in the 5 years...
On the run.
So he's on the run.
I mean, no.
Oh, I was like, oh my gosh.
No,
I'm saying, did he keep his job until this came out? How did this come out?
Yeah, so 5 years. Oh my goodness, I forget the lady's name.
Someone that worked.
One of the investigators went in for new DNA testing on the case because it was getting cold and, you know, had to figure some shit out. And after some extensive work, his DNA was the only thing on the gun. And it matched up with some claims from eyewitnesses, and a video appeared, and so that's how it happened. So he was still on the streets though for 5 years after he killed this man.
5 years, probably doing more shit.
Oh yeah, and we know these police officers plant things.
We know.
We'll be waiting for that verdict. We'll be waiting to see how the city reacts. I mean, honestly, I don't feel as much of a pulse going through the city about this as it was for Mike Brown.
Yeah,
probably because one, there was faster turnaround with the Mike Brown case.
Yeah.
But two, I think that there's also just a major fatigue amongst black and brown people.
Yeah,
just like,
it's just, you know. Can you get a freaking break? No, never.
Another thing about this neighborhood, I'm sorry, I'm like kind of gushing a little bit, but like all my police officers down here are black. And I'm like having this thing.
I never see cops.
They're all black.
I never
they're
see black cops
women.
In the city, though.
Oh, they're black women. Oh, no, they hang out on the streets.
Yeah, okay.
I saw a man get arrested today. And so not that that makes me super happy, but I'm just like, okay, usually when I see four cops standing around a body that's kneeling down on the ground, it's a black body kneeling and four white men.
Yeah.
And I see three black women in cop uniforms and mm-hmm. one black man, and they're getting a paddy wagon. And they, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm just like, this feels like the little bit of reparation that I
like,
could have.
Yeah, isn't there like a movie that's coming out where if like black people weren't slaves? I don't know.
No.
It is coming out.
The HBO show. I forget what it's supposed to be called.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Confederate, was that
maybe
what it's called?
I don't know. Short-term memory.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's just, I'm having a kind of conundrum right now where I wave at cops because they're black women. That's the problem. You know what I mean?
I love
that. Am I waving at black women? Am I waving at cops? You know what I mean? It's, I don't know. But they do have a lot of respect down here probably because they put the right people in the right place. I don't want to see a bunch of white men driving up down these streets because I don't see a bunch of white men living
up down
these
streets. Like, that's what I was going to say. Technically, when you're a cop, you're supposed to live somewhat in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's cool though. It's not like a bad one.
It is nice to see. Yeah. I mean,
I honestly don't never see cops. I'm not even lying. Yeah. Like police cars, nothing.
Down here.
Yeah. Because like in U City, where like I'm from, them bitches are not like the car. Those cars are everywhere on every corner.
Yeah.
Like you can't miss them.
Yeah. I see one or two cars consistently.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a serious story that just came up that I was honestly planning on this podcast being just us saying hello and goodbye and that we're coming back and we're going to be working on shows and that be it. But some shit's been coming up.
Okay.
And I mean, like we just said, like Jason Stockley and whatever's going on over there with Bill de Blasio. And I don't even want to talk about Trump shit right now. But there's been something that came up in the news, or honestly, I saw it first on Shade Room, which is where I see
you're building it up.
Yeah. But no, it's awful.
Okay. Sit it out.
So have you heard of Kanika Jenkins?
Yes.
Yeah. 19-year-old found dead in a freezer. In a hotel. Have you seen the developments that have happened?
Okay, so I was on my timeline and I saw like people talking about it with the hashtag and a video of some girl with like orange hair. And so people were breaking down the video.
Yes.
At 3 minutes and 2 seconds, you can hear her say, help me. And and someone said, he's really raping that girl and all this stuff. I couldn't hear any of it. I couldn't hear any of it. I couldn't see through the girl's glasses like everyone could.
Real quick, though, the basis of the story is that Kanika Jenkins was found in the basement freezer in a hotel. She was the only thing that was in there. And there was a video that surfaced, security footage that said that she was so drunk that she wasn't able to stand up.
I heard that they didn't have security footage.
The first three times that the mother went to the hotel, they didn't have security footage. And then the fourth time they showed her security footage. There's also allegedly a camera. The mother said that there was a camera pointing at the freezer in the basement. And they don't have a video. They didn't get any.
One of the people in the hotel, they worked at the hotel.
Yes. They called the mother at 4 or something like that. And I think that the girl was originally found at 1. So, I don't know. It just sounds like, I don't know. I'm very confused. I like was watching that video of the girl. I think her name was Monifa or something like that.
Her name was Irene, and she was using Monifa's account.
Facebook. Yeah. Yes. And she was, so what was happening was there's a bunch of people in a hotel, a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
And there was music playing and you could hear a girl. I could hear a girl in the background. No, leave me alone. Like, help me. I could hear it. It was creepy as fuck. And then a guy and maybe a couple guys saying, you fucking with me, or like, you know, you're fucked up or something like that. What was the specific quote that he said? He was like, you're a bitch or something, like, I don't know, something like, you're not giving me what I want.
Yeah.
Like, he was trying to like seduce her and she was saying no.
Yeah.
And then he was getting upset with her. And every time that she started speaking, the music turned off. So they couldn't hear it on the video.
I couldn't hear anything.
I heard it.
Anything.
And it was very creepy.
Yeah.
At least you could hear whimpering.
It's very creepy that, like, if something's happening and this girl is so close to the camera, like, literally no reaction. I mean, I guess she had glasses on. You couldn't see. But, like, if something is happening, even if people are laughing behind me, I'm, like, paying attention. I don't know. There was just nothing going on. So that's why I'm like, I don't know what this video is supposed to say or do. I mean,
it's not confirmed by any means, but there's also been screenshots of different conversations and DMs.
I've seen some of those.
And people that were allegedly in the room and saying, like, Monifa got $200 and the guys walked off with her, with Kanika. Next thing you know, she was gone. They were on the 9th floor, and her body was found in the basement.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm getting chills. I'm getting a little bit sick talking about this. This is a 19-year-old girl.
There's got to be cameras on every single floor in a hotel. There's something. There's someone that's heard something. How do you take a body? And how do you know to go to the freezer? That's why I say it's got to be some kind of an inside job. There's no security
footage.
One
of them worked there.
You know? But yes. It's just like... I don't know. I'm dumbfounded. I don't even get it.
I'm very creeped out by all of this. It's very creepy. And, like, it's just so... it's like... You know what else is going to gross me out, though, about this? Is that there's going to be, like, a movie made about it. Like, next year. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm just like, this is... It's crazy. I want to know more information, but then at the same time, I'm like, this is real?
I just
want
to know, for justice purposes, like, what the hell happened? And for it to be so many people that were there... No one is saying, no one's like ratting out on anyone. Like, all were in on it. That's how I feel, if that's the case.
If the screenshots that I read were real, and we can take a look at those in a minute.
Yeah.
If any of that was real, then I think that they might have told on themselves.
It's sickening.
Yeah.
But also, I don't like the way some people talk about it. Like, well, you need to be careful who your friends are.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like, can we deal with like
that? Let's
like
deal
what's
with
happening.
That later. Yeah. Deal with that shit some other time. We're dealing with the fact that a dead body showed up.
Yeah, because then you just make it seem like it's her fault that it happened. Like, oh, she didn't choose her friends wisely. And it's just like, think about the people in your life who you may think have your back, and you don't know.
You just don't know.
Have some empathy.
These things happen, and like, husbands kill wives. Wives kill husbands. Parents kill children. Children kill parents.
Yeah,
you know, like. There is not a formula to being like, well, you should have known because that bitch was a bitch. So the fuck what? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Your trusted people hurt you.
Yeah.
You know,
sometimes
fatally.
Yeah.
It's just so sad that it happened. And I'm glad that it's on a national scale, because there's going to be an actual investigation and there's going to be more eyes looking at it. And this girl's death will not go, at least not looked at. You know what I mean? It won't go avoided like so many people's deaths do. It's just super crazy.
It's very creepy.
Yes.
And then, like, initially when I first saw a story without even reading, I'm like, it happened in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of gang, something, just because that's all that's been in the news lately.
Yeah.
When you hear about Chicago, like, the amount of violence is insane.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I don't know. But, I mean, condolences to the family, and hopefully there's justice served.
Yeah.
And
we'll be following it.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry to bring it down.
It's real. Hey, we got to talk about the shit that's happening.
Yeah.
Everything isn't rainbows and insecure.
Okay.
You know.
That's so
real
true.
Shit. I'm sorry.
By the way, did you watch the finale?
I did.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I did watch it.
Okay.
I watched it today. You want to talk?
Let's talk.
All right. Let's take a break and then we'll talk.
Quick break.
I feel like we should probably separate the stories.
Yeah, for sure.
By at least the sound bite. So I had a question for Miss Khadisi.
It's for me. Okay.
And I wanted to know, and I think we're going to actually have the same. I think we might have the same answer.
I hope.
But there's also there's some room for changing it up. But we've talked about this before, about how I love music and it's like my pastime.
Yeah.
Finding new music, making new playlists. I'm actually hoping to release some playlists for you all to listen to as well. But release some playlists.
Right.
But anyway, I wanted to know, since we're now reaching the fall, what was your song of the summer?
My song of the summer?
Oh
my goodness.
What will make you remember summer 2017?
Oh, crap.
Or you can pick a couple songs, I guess.
No, I know. Like, okay, so I just deleted my YouTube app because I need to make room, and that's where I listen to all my music. I really like the Coldplay song with the chain smokers.
I don't know that song.
Something Just Like This. I don't know if this is the kind of song that's in the...
I've heard that... Just like this.
Yeah.
Okay,
That's a song that I listen to a lot, that I have from the summer. I told you short attention span.
I know that you also like just like beats and stuff.
Yeah,
like
that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to think of like a song that I've, and I know it's been, oh, this, okay. So this is a really old song that, so it's by Montana of 300.
Okay.
Who, it's just like, ah, oh, fuck. He used to hang out with the guy who went to jail, Hot Nigga.
Bobby Shmurda?
Bobby Shmurda, yeah. So it was, it's called Computers. And just like, we got all the social media accounts, nigga. He hide that back. Like, he just going in. It's a freestyle for like four minutes. And it's just so hard. The beat goes hard. I don't know what he's saying. But like, I listen to that going into work. That's my shit.
Yes.
You got all these social media accounts, nigga, behind computers. All you do is run your mouth, nigga. Go make me pull up with some shooters at your house, nigga. Like, what's all that shit you talking about, nigga?
Okay, now it's coming back to me. Ty Gizzy or whatever. Okay, he's a song, First Day Out. I've been bumping that. Oh, I was, like, in summer. Cardi B, The Bodak Yellow. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was, like, replay.
Yeah.
That's all I got, I think.
That is you said my song.
Okay.
Cardi B, Bodak Yellow is the fucking song in the summer.
Yeah.
There's no turning away from that.
Yeah.
We went to a wedding a couple weeks, or a week ago?
Two weeks ago.
And on my ride home, like, I'm wasted. My friend's driving me. You took a Lyft. I rode with
the girl.
Friend. And so we're driving, and she's just like, I need to play this song real quick. And so we turn up Bodak Yellow.
Yes.
We listened to it twice. I don't think I missed a single word. So, yo, bitch, you can fuck with me if you want to. Okay. It's just like the song. Like, I don't even have beef. I don't know who I don't even want to fight. Even the people I should want to fight, I don't want, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it's crazy.
It's not for that. I just want.
It just makes you feel
this
like
imaginary motherfucker that I'm pointing at.
Yeah.
To, like, feel all this.
Yeah.
Beef. It's amazing. Bodak Yellow. I want to thank Belcalis. I don't know your last name, but I want to thank you for bringing that art into our lives.
Yeah.
The new Picasso.
Okay.
Bodak Yellow is the song in the motherfucking summer.
That is.
I also love it, too, because for most of the song, it's cool if people that aren't black can sing it. There's one particular point.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that cameras and IG photos flip. They're like, oh, look at everybody who's with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to know, she doesn't say nigga a lot in there,
yeah.
Which I love and I appreciate. And so congratulations, white people and non-black people, period. Mm-hmm. You have most of a song that you can sing.
Okay.
It's a hit.
We definitely
I'm watching.
I've had an incident where somebody was saying, a group of like 5-6 white girls were saying nigga at my favorite hookah lounge.
What
it was
song?
It was a B.O.B. song. I couldn't tell you what it is because I don't listen to him.
B.O.B. song.
Yeah, right?
That's why.
And so like we were in the hookah lounge. It was like me, my boyfriend, and my friend. And it was like, da da da, nigga. And I was like, nah, I didn't hear that. So I told my friends, be quiet. I'm listening. And next thing you know, nigga. Like, it's all we hear. Group of 5-6 white girls loud. Mind you, the hookah joint is a Middle Eastern spot. So everybody in there is black or brown,
mm-hmm.
except for you guys.
Right.
And we shut that bitch down.
Good.
My friend and I, we immediately stood up like, you're not saying this. I don't know why you feel comfortable.
Good.
No, if you're not a nigga, you can't say
right,
nigga.
Right, exactly.
And one girl tried to give us a little mouth like, what are you talking about? What did we say that was so wrong? Bitch, what did you think? Like, it was a very intense situation.
I'd like to know, I'm going to paint a picture of these people and tell me if I'm wrong, but they're white girls who fucked some black basketball players in high school and know what Fashion Nova is.
There you go. Fashion Nova, that's exactly.
I want to let all of you all know who are listening to the podcast, you have no access to black culture, and that includes the N-word.
Especially.
So N-word. You don't get to
partake. Of fucking black people. I don't even get where
they were having
that
a good
level
time.
Of comfort. And there was no liquor. There's no liquor in this hookah lounge. So unless you pregame, there's really no excuse to say you were drunk. Hookah doesn't make you like.
You know what
much.
They were drunk
so,
on?
Whiteness.
They were drunk on whiteness, and they are litty.
Yeah.
And they're having a good time.
Yeah.
Because
well,
that B.O.B. song was their song.
They will probably think twice and again before that ever happens again,
mm-hmm.
because the next people won't be so nice, and we weren't that nice.
I gotta tell you a story about that. I might have told this on the podcast, but we back. There was another situation. It happened similar to me, but I was alone.
Yeah.
And it was the daytime. We're sitting in a bar,
mm-hmm.
and oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
Did I tell you about this?
Chicago?
What song? No. This is in St. Louis.
Yeah.
I forget what song. Oh no, it's Drake and so and so. So oh my god, who is it? I'll say the line.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say the line,
mm-hmm.
but also keep in mind that a white man was sitting next to me, mm-hmm. not at my table, yeah. but sitting at a table next to mine, singing along to this, and his girlfriend yeah. hushed him. This was the line. Cause I'm that nigga, like how you figure. Mm. Yeah.
ASAP Rocky.
Yes, that's what it was.
Whatever, embarrassing.
Fucking problems. Fucking that's problems. What it was. Yeah. It was the year of that song. Mm. So he was a nigga, the nigga, like how you figure. No Fashion Nova jeans in that situation. So just so everyone knows, I know that you don't have to fit into a certain demographic. I don't have to be able to paint your picture without yeah. seeing you. We all know that you do it because it's in the mm-hmm. song and it's fun to say. And ooh, it's naughty. Close the windows. Ooh. I'm going to say nigga tonight. Mind your P's and Q's when you're in public, though.
Please do.
You know?
Because everybody, like I said, will not. I've seen videos where little kids in high school have punched people out. Okay. Say nigga again.
Right.
And then the kid doesn't because he's scared. Cause he now. Thinks he's tough. But anyway, you're getting punched, though, because mm-hmm. you said it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
I'm not saying inciting violence, Q's. But I'm just saying, like,
Just don't do it.
And I don't even. And if they want to say it in songs, they can say it because they're black.
Yeah, basically.
And we took a word mm-hmm. that was used to like shit on us.
Yep.
And we've taken it.
You know, I'm nervous. I'm nervous because I'm going to see SZA, and yeah. I know. I actually don't know because I'm in St. Louis. She's from St. Louis, mm-hmm. and it sold out very, very quickly. Yeah. So I'm hoping that it was. It's definitely mostly black people.
Yeah,
but there are a few moments when there's gonna be nigga.
And guess what?
I'm so nervous.
And you can turn your head and say, "Hey, I appreciate you not saying that word. It happens again, bitch. I told you not to say it. It's just as simple as just letting calling people know. Out. That's yeah. just it.
Years ago, I wouldn't have felt comfortable. Yeah. Now it's so fucking easy.
Yeah,
even if I'm alone in that yeah. bar, you can't say that.
Yeah,
and there's no debate. You know
there's
what I mean?
No debate.
Yeah,
that's just kind of it.
But you can say most of Bodak Yellow, and yeah. You can thank Belcalis for that. Okay, say little bitch.
I know
you can't fuck with me
if you wanted to.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that this episode is going to be coming to a close very soon. But yep. we're very happy to be back with all of you listening and sharing and supporting us. We really appreciated all the kind words.
Yeah,
you've definitely gotten reached out to.
Yeah, I've gotten DMs and text messages from friends or people that follow us on Twitter about inquiring about like the show and where we were, because we just kind of dropped off and mm-hmm. you're like, what the hell.
I think we might have a lost episode too. I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't know. Maybe. I think we do.
We might.
For sure. But It didn't go unnoticed, and
thanks for caring about
us. Thanks for caring.
I did want to know what you wanted to do with the show. Like, where are you expecting it to go within the next couple? You know,
mm-hmm.
what do you want in this new season? I guess we could mm-hmm. say of the show. What do you think?
I definitely just want to make an impact on the current events going on in the world, and mm-hmm. to be a space where we can talk about those things and kind of have ownership over it. Like when you think about, like when you see on Twitter and people are talking about things going on in the world and it gets retweeted or the tweets get completely stolen, well, we can own what we say on here mm-hmm. and this is where it came from, the black yeah. table. And so
mm-hmm.
just being a part of those conversations.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'd like a community to form.
Yeah.
I think. I'd yeah. like to have... Also, like, for show purposes, I'd like to have interviews. I'd like to have yeah. more people join in on the table. I mean, yeah. it's a communal table.
It's a big table.
I mean, the black table is that. It's
yeah.
it's not a conversation between just two people at the head of the table.
Right.
It's everybody that's along the way. So I'd really like in this new season to, like, have people come in. And I think yeah. we're also in a space where we can allow for that.
Okay.
Now,
we upgraded.
Which is nice. And, definitely build a community. So we're going to be posting this stuff in our Facebook and online, obviously, you're listening yeah. to us online, but we're going to be posting it, and we'd like for the conversation to continue between our episodes coming yeah. out. We don't necessarily have a schedule. I think we have a loose footing, but we want to make sure we're doing everything right. So
yeah,
we're no promises made here.
It'll for sure be, every
frequent.
Other week.
How about this? Frequent. Yeah.
Just with work schedules and dogs
and
going
life.
To, you know, private schools. I'm just kidding.
Nope. But... I don't know. I was just wondering what you were expecting
yeah,
from the show.
That is what I'm expecting.
Yeah. So you want the topics. I want the people. Mm-hmm. We'll mix those together. I think that makes a podcast.
That's
literally what happens. And so we're good to go. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you.
And I'm happy that we're back. I'm happy to like be on the mic again.
Okay.
And I don't think I have anything else for you.
I don't either.
But
my boyfriend made some beef stew. I got to pick out all this damn beef.
Oh, yeah, you don't eat meat anymore.
Yeah.
That's a development you should have said at the top of the show.
We don't need to talk about
that. Well, we're out of the segment, damn it. All right. Email us at theblacktableis@gmail.com. Our Twitter is blacktablepod. Our Instagram is theblacktablepod. This is the part that you used to do. That's definitely the part
we take turns.
I like
okay. it. Okay. All right, guys. So if you want to stay in contact with us, which you definitely do, go ahead and email us at theblacktableis@gmail.com. You can find us definitely on Twitter at blacktablepod. We also have an Instagram account, theblacktablepod. And then also Facebook, you can either do facebook.com/theblacktablepod or search The Black Table motherfucking podcast.
Okay. And you can listen to us at Podomatic, Acast, Stitcher, iTunes. We gonna get up there and be on several different formats
soon. And YouTube. We're going to YouTube too.
Okay, just breaking news. We're going to YouTube too.
That's breaking news.
All right. And also just remember to rate, review, subscribe. Most importantly, share the podcast. Rating and reviewing, that's great. Share it, you know,
please.
Yeah, and then follow us online. My profiles online are always gonna be, unless somebody steals one, on something I don't have yet, STFUstrokes, STROKES.
And you can only find me on Twitter at Khadeesi, KHAEESI.
That was right. Okay. She was questioning. Okay, guys, well, this was fun getting back. We're rusty, but we know how to ride this bike.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see you in our next episode.
See ya.
Bye.
I'm out here getting this money. You a lame with no money chasing all these honeys. I'm a CEO, baby. I'm so hood rich. Hair done, nails did. Got them saying yes, bitch. Yes, bitch. Yes, bitch. Every time I go off, they're like, yes, bitch. Yes, bitch. Yes, bitch. Every time I go off, they like, they lie.